Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Well, it's that time of year again. The harvest season is winding down, and people are gearing up for the winter, stocking their pantries with the last picks of the season, tomatoes, squash, carrots, and cobs of corn. The culinary challenge, to make the fresh, locally grown summer produce last through the long, cold months ahead. Living on Earth producer Ian Gray has been watching this year's harvest. He's a member of a CSA, a community-supported agriculture, at Red Fire Farm, where every week he gets his share of the farm's bounty. Food writer Kathy Gunst has been joining Ian as he collects his produce and showing him creative ways to cook it. In the final installment of our series, Ian and Kathy traveled to Granby, Massachusetts, where they met Red Fire Farm's Ryan Voylan.
Could you tell us a little bit about Red Fire Farm? How long has this land been farmed? And
yeah, I purchased this land in 2001, which makes this the seventh growing season that I've been farming here on this land.
I mean, I can't help but notice that this is a fairly suburban neighborhood, and here you have this sort of bucolic rural farm next to house. Yeah. Have you really saved a big tract of land, I would think.
That's true. I think the situation with the land here is typical of much of New England, and that we have suburbanization encroaching from all directions, and farmland is the easiest land to develop for developers who want to build houses. You know, usually farmland is well-drained, so it's easy to put in a septic system, and I think it's really a tragedy and pretty short-sighted for our planners that we allow all our good farmland to get carved up.
So now that you're winding down the seventh growing season, how is it going? Has the CSA, I mean, are you on target?
So yeah, I mean, so I've been here for the 7 years. I've been pretty aggressively looking to increase the business and really get this farm to a level where I can make a living at it in a financial sense. It probably takes me close to $100,000 of investment in a given growing season in buying supplies, buying seeds, you know, getting the tractors repaired, mm-hmm. all that stuff up in the spring before we get a single cent of revenue from sales of produce. So that's a pretty big risk for a farmer to take every year. And the CSA commitments really help me feel more confident in taking that risk.
Tell us again how many families you're feeding through the CSA.
The CSA is, we sell about 500 shares. Some of those shares go to a family, some are split between, you know, people use them in different ways.
And 500 families is really impressive.
It's quite a bit of food. It's definitely quite a bit of food.
So I guess now what we're going to do is we'll jump in your kitchen, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we're here at the farmhouse where much of the farm crew lives, including myself, and we're going to let you use the kitchen and cook something up with the produce that we collected.
All right, now to work, right?
I mean, this is just a joy because these are such gorgeous vegetables. What I've discovered is that you can make a fabulous sauce, in this case a tomato sauce, using all his onions and garlic and all the herbs from the garden, and you can roast it at a really high temperature. There's no peeling, there's no seeding, no fuss, no muss. We're going to take all these different tomatoes. We have the Brandywine, the Germans, the yellows, the green stripe, and we're just going to chop them up. We're going to take the core out, and you want to just chop the tomatoes up into, I don't know, 1-inch pieces, but again, it doesn't matter because the high heat's going to break it down. I got a big roasting pan. Anything you've got, you can use oven-proof skillets. The other great thing about this sauce is you can make this with 3 tomatoes. You could just make up a bunch of sauce.
Just overnight, if you just want to make a sauce for the night, if you want
exactly.
to make it for later
can,
in the week or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and you can just pop it into a bowl and keep it for a few days in the refrigerator, or you can stick it into a plastic bag and put it in your freezer.
So I'm looking at a lot of these tomatoes we picked are actually kind of cracked and a little bit gnarled on the top, and they're, you know, black and bruised a little bit. They're not the best tomatoes from the field.
But when you cut the tomato open, look at the inside. I mean, it's perfect. It's juicy. The flesh is just gorgeous. So don't worry. Looks can be deceptive.
We've got our tomatoes finished up here, and so you're going to start in on some onions.
I think we have about, I'd say about 8 pounds of tomatoes in there. And now I'm just going to take an onion, and again, just coarsely chop. It doesn't have to be precise. And we're going to add onion and garlic and some fresh herbs. I'm just going to sprinkle the onions on top of the tomatoes. We're going to drizzle it with a little bit of olive oil here.
Makes sense.
And decent olive oil would really pay off here. We just want to lightly coat it, maybe about a quarter of a cup. Again, depends on how much sauce you're making. Some salt and pepper, and then we picked a beautiful head of basil. We'll add some of that chopped up. A little salt and pepper, give it a stir. It looks like gazpacho. Look at that, it's a beautiful tomato salad or a soup at this point. Okay, we're gonna pop that into our 450 degree oven, and we're not gonna touch it. Alrighty, and it has been about an hour and 10 minutes, and our sauce has thickened up just a bit.
And the smells are just flying out of this oven.
So we're going to take this out of the oven, and we have got roasted tomato sauce. Let's turn that oven off. And what we're going to do is we're going to taste it for seasoning. We're going to adjust with salt or pepper. You could add some chili flakes or Tabasco sauce to give it a little bit of a kick. And we're going to let it cool.
Great. Well, I can't wait to put this away and then forget about it for a while. And then,
you know, you can have a little tonight, but I mean, really, the real treat of this is that you haven't spent an entire weekend canning, but you still have all the flavors of the harvest waiting for you all winter long.
Food writer Kathy Gunt's latest book is Stonewall Kitchen Favorites. To get the recipe for quick roasted tomato sauce, check out our website, loe.org. Our local farm cooking segment was produced by Ian Gray.